This is episode number 2289 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, September 8th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Didn't get a chance to watch it live? No problem. Discovery Plus has you covered with a two-part documentary about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's defamation trial coming up on September 19th.
That. You watched the whole trial, basically.
Pretty much, yes.
So are you going to be watching this?
Probably not, no.
Okay. You don't want to see if Discovery Plus kind of tosses a little shade to Johnny? You know? And
hey, I watched.
I've already seen it.
I saw it live.
All right. Okay.
Well, we'll see.
All right. Okay.
So Johnny versus Amber, the U.S. trial.
The U.S. trial.
Features interviews with Johnny's lawyers, legal experts, and journalists, along with behind-the-scenes footage from the trial. The first episode will investigate Johnny's side of events, covering his abusive childhood and drug dependencies.
Okay.
Well, the second episode details Amber's account.
Well, we don't need to hear that part.
Including her detailed description of alleged sexual assault told on camera for the first time.
For the first time, did she not get to say this in the trial? And why are we getting this in
the
documentary?
After the trial
because the trial is like, I mean, that's gospel, man. We must believe in our legal system here in the United States, don't we? So why would she have a chance to speak her piece?
I can't talk on
after
that right
trial.
Now because my blood pressure is going to raise. According to the official press release, the series gives a forensic account of the key evidence and turning points of the case from both sides, allowing viewers to make up their own minds about who to believe. We already had that chance.
Now I got a question for you. You talk about forensic accounts in a plastic bag. Somewhere in an evidence locker, is there fecal matter from the bedspread? I'm just curious. What do you think?
I don't think so.
So that was like destroyed evidence because that was a part of the trial. Was it not?
It was.
Dogs pooped on the bed, she said.
Yep.
He said, you pooped on the bed. So
yep.
If they would have had the fecal matter, we could have proved this beyond a shadow of a doubt with DNA.
That's true.
Right?
That is true.
So I think, that she had the fecal matter destroyed. She destroyed the evidence. She tampered. She tampered with the evidence. It's all her fault. Oh, my God. All right, so here's the next thing. I'm hearing this. You need to check this out for us because it's Who Cares worthy.
Okay.
Talk is that the next star of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies will not be Captain Jack Sparrow, but will be a female pirate. Don't know who that is. I doubt it's going to be Keira Knightley.
That's been the talk.
But that's the talk. Well, get back to me on that. I'm just hearing about this. You're supposed to keep me informed.
Well,
isn't that what your job is? To keep me informed?
Okay. Pirates of the Caribbean, in my mind, is Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
I don't know that I would want to see it otherwise.
Yeah,
because in my mind, I want to see Orlando Bloom. I want to see Keira Knightley.
Yeah, you're not going to see him.
No, I know.
I think they're all done. Yeah.
And I want to see Johnny Depp. I mean,
okay.
They made it for me. So if there's a woman pirate, to me, it's just a different movie. It's not Pirates of the Caribbean.
We heard it here first, folks.
My opinion on Pirates of the Caribbean. Yes. Well, Kimmy is gearing up.
Kimmy is gearing up.
Yes, sir.
What's she gearing up for?
Let me see. Let me tap my notes here. So, Kim announced a podcast deal with Spotify back in 2020.
Yeah, yeah.
And now she's hinting about her upcoming series that she will host.
Wow, so she's finally going to do it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
And I know you want to know.
I do want to know.
It's called The System.
That system. Okay. Well, because she's like a law student. I get it. She's got a baby law bar degree, whatever.
Baby bar, yeah.
Yeah, baby bar.
It took her several tries.
Several tries. And COVID.
So she told Interview Magazine in a piece published Tuesday. She told him about it.
Yeah.
So, obviously there was a recording.
Well, remember that interview was where she had the... the jockstrap on. Same magazine, right? She did an interview magazine on Tuesday. No.
It's the first season. It's about a really crazy case where a guy got the death sentence.
Oh, wow.
For a triple homicide that happened in Ohio.
Wow.
There are so many twists and turns.
So many twists and turns.
There
really,
are.
Kim.
With how it was handled.
You know what? I can't wait to hear
Or mishandled.
Mishandled.
And we take the listener along for a journey in search of the truth.
Does that hurt you to do that, by the way?
I didn't do that. That was Kim.
Oh, sorry.
So she didn't specify which case the system will first examine. But she has previously tweeted about Kevin Keith, a former death row inmate.
Oh, okay.
Says he was wrongfully convicted in the killing of three people in Ohio.
You know, that's her big thing. You know, she wants to be a lawyer, but she wants to right the wrongs of improperly convicted
Which I
people.
Fully support.
I support you know, that. Yeah. There's and believe it or not, a lot of people are.
I support her.
Illegally or wrongly convicted.
Yes, they are.
You know, because the other person had the better lawyer. Speaking of lawyers, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And this, of course, Kim following in her daddy's footsteps. You know, maybe she'll get somebody like OJ free when her time comes. I don't know. It's possible.
I'm just curious. The first trial of hers is televised.
Televised. Oh, my God. Every day coming in with a different outfit, of course.
Well, and she might even have wardrobe changes during the day.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
You know, before lunch and after lunch.
Touch up the makeup a little bit. Because she's not going to be able to Photoshop on live TV.
No.
That's a little tough. So she's going to have to either have soft focus. Soft focus usually works. You know how they used to do soft focus? They used to put, seriously.
Yeah, they did.
They used
yeah.
to put a flat pane of glass in front of the camera lens and wipe Vaseline. Yeah, and that gave you that whole Sybil Shepherd soft focus look from
Barbara Stanwyck.
There's a bunch.
Oh yeah,
but like Sybil Shepherd would not do a full focus scene after she got to be.
I would
in
do
her
soft
30s.
Focus.
Yeah,
I would need soft focus.
Soft focus. I like. That's, we should all focus on soft focus. You know who doesn't need soft focus yet? Is Halle Berry. See, I did that. Figured that one out today.
You know what? I gotta say congratulations.
That wasn't
because
bad.
You know what? You didn't phone that one in, and you don't have to apologize to Halle
today. I just came up with that crap on short notice too, like in a split second.
I saw
really
smoke coming out
myself.
From your ears. I was
right.
I was wondering what was going on in there.
That, and I knew that Dustin's birthday. That it's he's 20 today. So you know, there you go, Dustin. All right. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.